Blog Talk Radio.
Eastern Standard Time, and that means it's time to express yourself. Your voice, your choice, with your host, Richard E. Ashby Jr. Listen in through littleflowerartist.com or marketingpulpit.com. It's time to express yourself. HALA is a North Carolina nonprofit organization that provides a variety of services, activities, and programs that aid in increasing children's test scores and also encourages the youth to make positive contributions to society. HALA was founded by Leon Gatewood. It has been the mission of Leon to ensure that HALA becomes a staple in the community by positively contributing to campaign for literacy in his community. HALA adopted the Little Flower Learning System as their program of choice for supporting community-wide literacy. For more information on HALA, visit www.hala.ws. That's www.hola.ws.
Good morning. Welcome to Express Yourself, Your Voice, Your Choice. And I'm your host, Richard E. Ashby, Jr. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in again. Today, we have a very special show. I have with me on the line this morning, from Chicago, Illinois, a dynamic duo, a mother and daughter authors. We have Mrs. Jazzy Keys. She's a clinical psychiatrist. I'm a psychologist. She's a clinical psychologist, and she's certified as a life coach, and she's an author, she's a motivational speaker, and she's just a wonderful, powerful woman. And with her this morning, my very special guest, her daughter, Nadi Keys, who's an author. On social media, she's known as Life with Nadi, and this young lady is a powerhouse, a force to be reckoned with. Her mother, Jazz Keys, she's a writer for Ebony Magazine, Jet Magazine, and Black and Married with Kids. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are
good
we
morning.
This morning? Hi.
We're doing
good. How are you this morning?
Good.
Thank you for coming on my show. Miss Keys, may I call you Jazz?
Yep, you can call me Jazz.
Okay, Jazz, can you give us a little background about yourself and a little background about Nadi, and we'll let Nadi tell about herself also?
Yeah, no problem. So we actually are natives to Rockford, Illinois, and that's where we have done a lot of our grassroots work from. I am as you mentioned, a clinical psychologist, a certified life coach, and I do motivational speaking and writing. So at this point, I have transitioned into full-blown entrepreneurship. So it's just around-the-clock work, working on my business. And then little Miss Nadi has her own business. So Mommy's the secretary and the manager of her vision as well. But we are just two people who have extreme passions and believe that we can do anything that we want to do in this world. And so she and I wake up every day and just fight for our dreams, fight for our passions, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Nadi is six. She just turned six in January. She is a very bold and charismatic spirit. She's a tiny chef. She's an author. She's an entrepreneur herself, so she has started generating some revenue with her own business, and she just has a lot of great visions for her life. And so as her mom, I get excited about not only the things that are going on in my life, but more so excited at seeing the way that she's been able to kind of bring things together at six, and here I am at 30, just getting some of the things that she has already started to grasp about life. So we're excited to kind of bring things together as a mommy-daughter duo, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell them a little bit about yourself?
Yes.
So I have been making little children's books, and the first one is Teddy's First Day of Preschool. My next one is kind of similar to Teddy's First Day of Preschool, which is Teddy's First Day of Kindergarten. And then I have Teddy's first field trip, and then I have Naughty and Teddy's first plane ride.
Yeah, so Naughty has her first children book coming out, and it's Naughty and Teddy's First Day of School, and it talks about kind of getting over the fears of the first day of preschool. And so she actually is doing a 10-book series of Hanadi and Teddy. So the next one is Hanadi and Teddy's first plane ride. And then
kindergarten.
I'm sorry, she has one about kindergarten. She owns her own vision. And then one about her first plane ride. And so she's really adamant about just getting her books out and getting rolling. So I'm excited to see what that series is going to look like.
Well, Naughty, tell me, how does it feel to be to know you have a published book? You are a published author at the age of six years old, and you're published. How does that feel?
It makes me feel happy.
Wonderful. What made you decide to write children's books?
So, my mom wrote a book before me, and then I first asked my mom, can I write a book? And she said, yes. So I started writing a book like her.
Okay. And now I understand, because I've been speaking with your mother, that your book about Teddy, what makes Teddy special?
Because he's my best friend.
Oh, Teddy's really a teddy bear that you have?
Huh?
Teddy's a teddy bear that you have, or is a best friend that you have?
A teddy bear.
Oh, my. Okay. You have an organization.
Yeah, so I got Teddy. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said you have an organization you want to start with when you get older. Tell us about Naughty Helps the World Foundation. What is that about?
That's like while I'm little, I'm going to me and mommy are going to get a bag like hers, and then I'm going to make lots of food, put it in Ziploc bags, and put it in a bag, then drive around town and give it to homeless people.
You're going to feed the homeless.
Yeah.
That is admirable.
So when we were in Africa, she's always kind of had this concept of understanding. We call it blessed, you know, understanding being blessed. But she also has been very, you know, adamant about knowing that not everyone has some of the things that we've been afforded. And so this vision just came to her that she wants to eventually kind of help feed the children and people around the world. So then she said, well, I know I can't do that right now, but what I can do is maybe I can cook some food and we can put it in bags and you can help me drive around the town, which is where we're in right now, Rockford, drive around the town and you can help and we can pass out food to them. And so the fact that she wants to make a difference is big to me. And so I told her that we could absolutely do that. Naughty loves to cook and she has her own little cooking YouTube show. So it kind of all aligns with the vision that she has overall. So, yeah.
And
I also want to give some of my money to lots of hospitals.
You know what, Naughty? You are one amazing young lady. And you haven't started school yet?
Did you say?
Have you started school yet?
Yes.
What grade are you in?
I am in kindergarten, but next year I'll be in first grade.
Okay, you're in kindergarten, but next year you'll be in first grade. Well, look out, first grade, here comes Naughty. Now, Mom, when you look at your daughter, what makes you most proud of her?
I could probably just go on for days about her. She truly is just a gem. I think that when I look at Naughty, I get really emotional just kind of looking at her just get up every day and, like, fight for her dreams. So when it comes to, like, her cooking channel, she's always like, when's my next recording? What am I doing? What's the recipe? When it comes to her books, like, she oversees the creative vision for it. When it comes to how she wants her channel, like, even when it comes back to her philanthropy work and volunteering, this is the first time I heard her say that she wanted to give a portion of her proceeds to the hospitals was today. But these are all just the way that her heart operates. So it's not about her, like, gaining, you know, success or necessarily any type of recognition or praise or being rich and, you know, famous. Yes, that's a portion of her wanting to be on stage and TV and things. But at the end of the day, I know that her heart is always about being and helping others and being a source of inspiration. And so to watch her kind of grow and walk in that is, to me, just amazing. It's almost like, yeah, I birthed her, but she's this gift to the world, and I just get to, you know, nurture that. So very proud of her.
I'm proud of her also. In her daily life and her day-to-day activities, does she spend a lot of time on the internet, or does she spend a lot of time just enjoying life as a child?
So I tell people that, like, living with Naughty is like living with a class clown. Like, she is always, like, I laugh just thinking about the things that this girl says. She has, like, 50, I feel like I live with 50,000 characters. Because every time she's around, it's a different voice, a different character, a different personality. She has this huge imagination. So she spends a little time on, like, her tablet, but it's more her watching her numbers. So she'll say, I got this many views on my videos, or, you know, I got this many new followers. So she's really good about keeping track of her business. But for the most part, Naughty uses this huge imagination to create a lot of pretend play. So she's always, you know, doing something creative. I think a couple of weeks ago she created a whole museum. She wrote out the tickets to the museum. She did the exhibits in the museum, and this was all pretend play. But Naughty just has this huge imagination. I've always tried to nurture that. So, like, when she said, I want to be an astronaut, we went and we got a cardboard box and we decorated, we made a spaceship, we got a telescope. So I've always been very thoughtful about making sure that she never, like, her imagination never gets, you know, kind of suffocated or silenced because of media or because of electronics in this new day and age. So she still is very much into pretend play.
Okay, Nadia, this question is for you, my dear. You're so young and you accomplished so much. What can you say to other little children who have big dreams like you? What would you say to them?
I would say you don't have to wait to be big to do a book. You could just ask your mom or your dad, and they might say yes, and they would say, because this is you.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back with the fantastic duo of Jazz and Naughty Keys. This is Richard E. Ashby Jr. for Express Yourself, Your Voice, Your Choice.
What a great show. Are you enjoying yourself? Great. Don't move a muscle. We'll be right back in just a few. You are tuned in to Express Yourself with host Richard E. Ashby Jr. on www.littleflowerartist.com and marketingpulpit.com. Marketing Pulpit International, also known as MPI, is committed to helping communities prosper by developing businesses, creating jobs, and building sustainable economic empowerment. MPI offers several radio shows throughout the week that touch on the issues that not only plague our communities, but also our country. For show schedules and more, visit www.marketingpulpit.com. That's www.marketingpulpit.com. Here's your chance to express yourself, your voice, your choice. Listen in with host Richard E. Ashby Jr. each third Thursday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.littleflowerartist.com and www.marketingpulpit.com. That's Express Yourself, Your Voice, Your Choice with host Richard E. Ashby Jr. That's www.littleflowerartist.com to listen in and www.marketingpulpit.com each third Thursday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in. We told you it wouldn't be long. We're back. Express Yourself, Your Voice, Your Choice with Richard E. Ashby Jr.
Welcome back to Express Yourself, Your Voice, Your Choice. And I'm here with the dynamic mom and daughter duo, Jazz and Naughty Keys. Jazz, can you tell us what inspired you to write a book about loving and healing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I began writing poetry when Naughty was still in the womb, and I was using it more as a means for me to kind of cleanse out and make sure that my spirit was in order and make sure that I had done some of the healing that I needed to happen so that I could be a whole and complete mother to her. So I began to use journaling and poetry as a means in which to get myself aligned to bring forth my daughter. And so through that, a lot of natural healing happened. And I began to do women empowerment seminars when Naughty was about 3 or 4. And so what I found was that at the core of a lot of things that we were dealing with women, there were kind of two real sources, and one was just some of our childhood experiences and how that kind of would mold us into womanhood, whether that be in a healthy way or a non-healthy way. And then the other source was just relationships and the unhealthy connections that we have had in our more intimate relationships. And so what I realized was that a lot of us just didn't know any better, right? We didn't have maybe some of the conversations we needed to have. We didn't have some of the positive experiences that we needed. We didn't see love in the most healthy ways. And so we just didn't know any better. And so what I decided to do was create a space where we could interweave our stories and heal in that sense. And so what I did was I gathered just quotes and stories from women about things that they wish they learned about love before they had to learn the hard way. And from there, I kind of used those quotes and those stories to segue into different love lessons. So if a woman said, well, I wish I would have known that I needed to have self-love before I could learn to love someone else, I would let that be the segue into the chapter on self-love. And so it ends up being about 27 chapters or 27 love lessons. And yes, the pain and the hurt and the devastation of some of these experiences are shared in a very intimate way, but it's less about our pain and more about, well, how do we heal from it and how do we move forward as whole and complete women so that we can, you know, love ourselves, yes, but if we ever do choose to, you know, unite ourselves with someone else, how do we do so in a way that is healthy? And so this book is just about triumph, you know, like being triumphant and victory. And so I tell people in between heartbreak and complete peace, that's where our healing happens. And so this book serves as kind of that tool to walk you through that healing process.
Okay, and you also wrote another book called If We Knew Better.
Yep.
That's your first book.
Mm-hmm. It's my first book, and that's the book that Naughty and I are going to go on tour with. So my book is If We Knew Better, The Soul Cry of Women, Past and Present, and then her book is Hanadi and Teddy's First Day of School. So we both have our books coming out next month.
As a fact, and you keep mentioning travel. Where have you been?
So Naughty and I have traveled together a lot. Every year, instead of planning a birthday party, what I do is I take her on a mommy-daughter trip. And so that's how we celebrate her birthday every year. So we've been to Atlanta and ate on top of the city and toured the museums and the aquarium for her birthday. We went to Disney World. And then for her sixth birthday, we went to Africa. But I've been to Africa. I've been to Thailand. I've been to Europe. I've been to Puerto Rico. I've been to Jamaica. I've been to many places in the United States. And Nadi has actually done some significant travel as well. So, yeah, that's one of our favorite things to do, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so you're currently managing your business and your daughter's career. What advice do you give to those who have big dreams? I mean, you know, what may feel like they can't balance it all, you know, may feel overwhelmed. And you are a single parent?
Yes. So I am. Nadi's father is incarcerated, so he's active in the sense of just being, you know, a positive as much as he can, giving her positive talks and just really trying to be supportive of her as best as he can. But in regards to just the day-to-day care, yes. So I don't ever make it as if this is just easy, right? So it's not. Nadi has her own entire own little empire that she's building. And, of course, me, I'm a full-time entrepreneur. But everything is in-house. So I've trained myself to do graphics, the web design, the videography, the editing, they're locating the extra talent that we need to help us move things forward. So I don't pretend that it's not a process. But what I tell people is that more than anything, you have to want it, right? And so I think that we have to kind of escape this space where we feel like it's just going to, you know, rain down on us. That's not the reality. The reality is that every day, you know, I get up. Sometimes I get up before the sun rises, and I'm not sleep until the sun is almost rising again. But it's just showing up in your life in a way that proves that you know that you deserve something like this. And so that's just what I continue to remind myself is, and I tell Bug, I'm like, as long as you're fighting for your dreams, mommy will fight with you. And so it's just about the way that you choose to show up in your life and how badly you want some of these things. And so I said, well, don't suffocate your vision before you actually figure out if it has life. And so, that's just really, and that's a lot of what I do in my business is help people create that vision and then make it so that it's extremely realistic and support them through the work that has to happen.
So as a woman, do you believe that women can have it all, a successful career, love, and family, or does she have to sacrifice one of these things, or she can't have a successful career? Does she have to sacrifice family for love, success for family, or can she have it all?
It's so funny because Nadi is sitting on my lap listening to you ask me these questions, and she's like, no. She knows that you don't have to sacrifice it. You know, I think society puts us in these quarters where it's like you have to have one or the other, or you have to choose, or, you know, a woman has to either be very attentive to the home and to the family, or she has to be career-driven. And it's almost as if people don't believe that those can intersect or they can be overlapped. And so in this space, I make sure that I believe and I know, and I also impart it in my daughter, that you can have it all and it's your choice, you know. So I do believe that a woman, first of all, I believe women are superhuman anyways, but I do believe that women can have, you know, love and a successful career and still maintain and assist and support the family and be social and be, I believe that women can be anything. So, yes, I do think you can have it all.
Well, can you give us an example of a struggle that you had and that you overcame?
Yeah, I can tell you. I'm familiar with struggle. So, again, I tell people that whether I'm coaching or whether I'm speaking or even in my writing, I tend to be very transparent. And it's this concept that, you know, I don't sit high and look low. Everything that I talk about are things that I've been through. And so I struggled, like, a lot. I mean, I've struggled with my own self-esteem issues in the past. I've struggled with, you know, relationships that weren't healthy. And I've overcome, you know, some very toxic, intimate, and interpersonal relationships, attempting to try to manage it all. So going to school, interning, trying to work full-time and provide for Nadi. And so I think that essentially it's just a matter of not living in those spaces, right? So in those places where I did feel, you know, defeated or overwhelmed or any of those things, it's about not living in those spaces. And so the ability to pull yourself up, I guess Maya Angelou, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, is an important element of resilience, and resilience is important for success because you don't always get it right the first time. And so even with my business, this is a relaunch. So I attempted to do something back, you know, maybe 5-6 years ago, and it didn't work the way that I foreseen it. And so here I am kind of with a relaunch. And so it's all about, again, not spending all your time in the spaces that are defeating, and more or less understanding that it's, I guess it's not about how many times you fall, how many times you stand up. That's an old proverb, but that's survival. That's overcoming your struggles.
So you are your daughter's role model. You are your daughter's mentor. Do you have a role model or a mentor?
So I guess in a sense of role model, I would just say my mother. So my mom is probably Hanadi and I's biggest cheerleader, biggest fan, biggest support in any capacity, whether that be, you know, me needing to study when I was in my master's program and her coming to my home and listening to Nadi as a young child, whether it's her telling Nadi she can be whatever she wants to be, whether it's her, as I was putting together the book tour, she was, you know, side by side, like, oh, yeah, you can go here, you can do this, this can happen, what do you need from me, how do we need to make this work? But she's always kind of been that sort of inspiration. And so my mother, although, and I think my mom, you know, she looks and there was maybe some things that she wished she would have been able to accomplish and maybe hadn't. So she's very adamant about making sure that both Nadi and I realize that you don't have to sacrifice or give up any of your dreams. Like, take it all. It, you know, it's all for you. And so my mom is an amazing vessel of love and support in my life, and yeah, she definitely is my hero.
That is a wonderful tribute and testimony to your mom. Well, we're about to close out this session, but I want to give you time to talk about where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing in the next and upcoming months.
Okay. So I'll let Nadi tell you about what she has going on. She has an event coming up, and then I'll tell you a little bit about our book tour.
Okay, so we have 2 minutes.
Okay. When is your cooking class, Buzz?
May 13 is when I start.
So Nadi has a cooking class coming up, and her class is sold out in 24 hours, so she'll have 40 kids.
24
yeah.
hours?
Yeah, one day. She'll have 40 kids that she'll be teaching a cooking class for. And then she and I have a book tour coming up. So we're going to be in Mississippi, Oregon. We'll be in Philadelphia with you guys on the 3rd of June.
Yeah, she's coming to my readathon.
We're coming to your readathon. We're super excited about it. So she and I will be just all over kind of promoting and selling our books and making new connections and just being very on top of pushing our businesses for it. And so that's what we're kind of ramping up to
do. Do you have a website you can go to? What's your website?
You can go to my website, which is www.jazzkeys.com. And then if you have any interest in seeing what Nadi has going on YouTube and on Facebook, you can search her, and it's Life with Nadi, N-A-D-I-E. She has a Facebook page, and then she does cooking videos and some silly videos as well on her YouTube. So go ahead and subscribe to hers. And then I also have YouTube and Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and then they're all under Jazz Keys, J-E-Z-K-E-Y-E-S.
Well, Ms. Jazz Keys and Ms. Nadi Keys, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I thank you for coming on the show. And I'm just wishing you well, and I'll see you real soon here in Philadelphia at the Yaden Public Library when we do our annual readathon, where you will be our featured authors. And so with that note, I say thank you, Jazz. I say thank you, Nadi. This is Richard E. Ashby Jr. for Express Yourself, Your Voice, Your Choice.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Express Yourself, Your Voice, Your Choice, with host Richard E. Ashby Jr. Make sure to tune in every third Thursday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to www.littleflowerartist.com and marketingpulpit.com. Express Yourself, Your Voice, Your Choice. We'll see you again real soon.